Morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Tuesday morning and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. And this morning I wanted to talk about thanking God for the certainties of life. And it dawned on me this morning that as Christians and as human beings really, just how we like to have real certainty in our lives here on the earth. And often it's interesting that just when we look around us and the things that impact our day and things that are around in the modern world, we just love to have to work with certainties. And this can be as simple as just running to a timetable or getting on a bus for work in the morning or a plane on holiday. But we rely upon these things to be there, this transportation. And we also rely upon the fact that our money, if it's invested in a pension or if it's in a bond or something like that, or a building society bank, that it's safe and that it's growing and we're not losing it. And the same with the internet, you know, we rely on it to give us information, don't we? We go to Google or we go to Wikipedia. And we rely on all the internet servers to keep our data safe from cyber attacks and things like that. So there's, I mean, we could go on and on, couldn't we? Another one for in particular is as English Christians and English people, we rely on the weather, what it's going to be like before we set off on a holiday or a day out. And that's something that I'm doing this morning. You know, I'm on a holiday and I'm constantly looking, what am I going to put on today as we go out for a walk around the lakes? And it just dawned, there's just so much that we need to depend upon. And if we look back over the past year, since the pandemic, well, we've had exactly the opposite of that, haven't we? And not just in the UK, but all around the globe. And so our certainties have been shaken. And we haven't been able to just travel to wherever we wanted to go. We haven't been able to just go to the bank to check up on our money. We've had to rely on the online systems. We haven't been able to just certainly go to the doctors, which we've been used to being able to do in just by a phone call to them. We haven't been able to get our hospital appointments. And so there's been a real lack of uncertainty over the past 12 to 18 months. And of course, we haven't been able to go to our beloved church, have we? You know, something that we rely upon every Sunday is a certainty. Church will be open at 10 o'clock on the dot, but hopefully that will return in the near future. So if in the real world, we just can't depend on real certainties because the real world can be shaken upside down, and we've seen that. It could be affected by all sorts of things, not just the pandemic, but by economic, political, physical things. But we do know that with God's kingdom, it cannot be shaken. Because of Jesus dying and the victory on the cross and his resurrection, then this kingdom will keep on increasing and being established, as it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Unlike the kingdoms and empires on earth that all come and go with time. So we have some real great spiritual certainties that we can rely upon in our lives and turn to when everything around us gets shaken. It tells us in chapter 11, verse 1, faith, for example, is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And also there are spiritual certainties for which we can thank the Lord. And it says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, whatever else is happening in the world, we know that one day it will become clear that the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. As it also says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 to 8, the same Jesus will never turn us away when we come to him. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. So that's John chapter 6, verse 37. But it then says in Hebrews, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. So we have so, and there's so many more in the Bible that you can look at. You can look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. If you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 39, there's lots of scriptural references where God provides certainties of who he is and the kingdom that he provides for us. So I'm going to leave you on that note. I hope you have a blessed day, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Speak soon. Bye.